Tom and Dorian had watched as Guy led his shore party at a rush through the gates of the captured fort and disappeared from their view. Then they had turned their telescopes on the entrance to the bay and saw the massive cable rise to the surface of the channel as the oxen drew it tight. "We can load the first gun," Dorian told his gunners, who responded without marked enthusiasm. The gun captain relayed the order to the foreman in charge of the furnace. It was a lengthy business to fish the first shot from the furnace, and while they waited, Tom kept a watch on the enemy. Suddenly he called to Dorian. "Guy's back on the parapet of the fort. He must have discovered the epistle I left for him in the treasury." He chuckled aloud. "Ha! Even from this distance I can see he's fit to burst with rage." Then his expression changed. "Now what's the crafty swine up to?" "He's heading back to the beach. He's saddling up the horses that have come ashore. There's some kind of fracas. By God, you'll not believe the story. Guy has shot one of his own men." The distant pop of the pistol shot carried to them on the heights, and Dorian left the cannon to join Tom. "He's mounted. He's taking at least 20 men with him. Where in the name of the devil is he going?" They watched the troop of horsemen, with Guy at the head, set out along the wagon road. It dawned on both Tom and Dorian at the same moment. "He's seen the wagon tracks. He's going after the wagons and the gold. The women and little George, they're with the wagons. If Guy catches them..." Tom broke off. The thought was too painful to express. Then he went on bitterly. "I blame myself. I should have considered this possibility. Guy doesn't give up readily. The wagons have a start of many days. They'll be leagues away by now." "Only 20 miles," Tom said bitterly. "I told them to go as far as the river gorge and make lager there." "It's my fault more than yours," said Dorian. "The safety of the women should have been my first concern. What a fool I am." "I must go after them," Tom jumped to his feet. "I must stop them falling into Guy's clutches." "I will ride with you," Dorian stood up beside him. "No, no." Tom shoved him back. "The battle is in your hands. Without you, all is lost. You cannot desert your command. That goes for Jim and Mansair, too. They must not come rushing after me. I can take care of Brother Guy without their help. You must keep the lads here with you until the job is done. Give me your word on it, Dorry." "Very well. But you must take Small Boy and his musketeers with you. By the time you reach them, their job with the boom will be done." He slapped Tom on the shoulder. "Ride for all you are worth, and God go with you every step of the way." Tom sprang over the bank of the gun emplacement and ran to where the horses were tethered.